Okay, let's, Bez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Leil Nishmas Avi Moi, her Rav David Tzviv and her Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim daf, Ayin Dalad. We begin the seventh parak of Maseches Psachim. The Gemara begins, the mission begins, Ketzad Solon Esa Pesach. How would they roast the Karban Pesach? Mevin Shvud Shel Rimon. They would bring a barbecue spit made out of a pomegranate, a wood from a pomegranate tree. The Gemara is going to discuss why. V'tochvo l'soch piv, you stick it into the animal's mouth. Ad, beis nekuvasa, it would go out the rear end of the animal. And you would hang it so the mouth, the shechted part, would be down so the blood would flow out. And the thicker part of the spit would be on the bottom so that the animal wouldn't slip off the spit. V'nosin es kra'av, you basically would cut off the forelegs, the bottom part of the legs. Now that wouldn't involve breaking a bone. That's just separating the lower leg, you know, through the muscles. You just separate it. Menosin is krav that's bnei meav, the innards lisocho, inside the animal. You would roast it all inside the main body of the animal. You cut off the bottom of the legs and the intestines, and you stick it all inside. Inside, because the Torah says, Tzli'esh rosho al kra'av v'al kirbo. So it's got to be roasted all as one, all at one shot. You can't roast it little piece by little piece. Divi Rabbi Yossi Aglili. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer kimin bishel hu zeh. No, you can't cook the legs and the intestines inside the animal, because that's like cooking. It's like inside a pot. It's like inside liquids. That would be cooking, so you can't do that. Ella tolen chutzalo, when you would separate the forelegs and the F-O-R-E, the bottom part of the legs and the intestines and stuff, and the head that was slaughtered, the head, so that you wouldn't put all that inside. You would put that on the barbecue spit, but outside. This is a dispute whether or not it would be at the head of the animal. We'll see like a helmet in a second, or on the sides. But either way, you would hang it on the barbecue spit altogether, but outside the main body of the animal, not inside it. Ein solon es haPesach lo al haShvud. You're not allowed to use a metal barbecue spit. And the Gemara is going to explain the reason for that is because the metal heats up from the fire, so that the animal's not being roasted from the fire. Part of the animal is being roasted from the metal barbecue spit itself. And you don't want the heat to come from the spit. You want the heat to come directly from the fire. That's why you use a wooden one. The Gemara is going to explain that. Velo al ha'iskala, not on a grill. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, ma'aseh b'Rabbi Gamliel shomer lo tavi avdo, tsei utzlei lanu es ha'pesach al ha'askala. He told his servant, Tavi, who was a big tzaddik, go and roast us the Karban Pesach on a barbecue spit. So he did use a barbecue grill, excuse me. So we'll see why in the Gemara he did use a grill, even though we said you're not allowed to use a grill. Says the Gemara, V'nesi shel mateches. Why do you have to use a wooden barbecue spit? Why don't you use a metal one? Answer the Gemara, I did the cham miktzaso cham kulo. The way barbecue works, it conducts heat. And the way metal works, metal conducts heat. So if the outer part of the spit would be on the fire, so the whole spit would get hot. That's the way metal works. So the inside of the animal is getting roasted with the barbecue spit and not with the fire itself. And the Torah says the roasting of the Karban Pesach had to be tzli'esh. It had to be barbecued from the fire and not from the spit. V'kamat v'machmas hashvud. V'rachmana amar tzli'esh. V'lo tzli machmas davar acher. It has to be roasted directly from the fire, so they wouldn't use metal. Ask the Gemara V'nesi Shel Dekel. So why do you use pomegranate? Why don't you use a date palm, wood from a date palm tree? Answer the Gemara, I did the Isle Shibe. Since the wood of a date palm tree has like rows of notches, Mapik Maya, liquid would come out of the tree in the middle of the roasting. Bahavi kimavusho, so some kind of sap would come out of the date palm tree, so you'd be cooking it in the sap, and you don't want to have any liquid. It's got to be roasted without any liquid, so you couldn't use the wood from a date palm tree. Ask the Gemara, Venesi shel te'ena, why didn't you bring a fig tree, wood from a fig tree? Says the Gemara, I did the mechalchel, since there was a lot of sap, it was very moist inside the tree, mapik maya v'havaleikim avushal. Liquid would come out, and it's considered to be as if it would be cooking. Ask the Gemara, Venesi shel alon, why don't you bring wood from an oak tree, shel charuv, of a carob tree, v'shel shikma, of a sycamore tree, which are harder and they don't have liquid. Answer the Gemara, I did the ispe kitchrate, since they have knots in the wood that stick out from the wood, and you're gonna cut off the knots with a knife to smoothen it. Mapik maya. So some moisture comes out when you cut off the knots. Ask the Gemara, shall rima nami ispe kitchrate, but pomegranate tree also has knots. Answer the Gemara, shi'e kitre. The knots are smoother and don't have to be cut off, and therefore liquid's not going to come out. Ibayisem, another answer. Binavga barshata, we're talking about a one-year-old pomegranate tree, delespe kitre. It hasn't grown its knots yet. Vahikabe piske, ask the Gemara. But what about the area that you chop off the pomegranate tree itself? The area of the incision, so that area is going to leak water. Answer the Gemara, demapik lebe piske labar. You're right. But the area that it was cut off will be outside the animal, so it will, even if it does ooze water, it won't go on the animal, and it won't cook the animal. Says the Gemara, masnisen deloka Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. The sanya will enter the brice Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, kishem sheshvud shel eitz. Eino nisraf, kach shvud shel mateches, eino martiach. Just like the wooden barbecue spit would not get burnt, so too a metal one would not heat up on the inside. So it's permissible to use a metal barbecue spit. Armelo, the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Zeh chamik tzosuzam gacham kulo. Metal, when you heat up one side of metal, the inside by itself becomes hot. But the wood, the reason why it doesn't catch fire on the inside is because just because the outside is burning doesn't mean the inside is burning. Interesting physics question, but apparently the Gemara is assuming that the wood that burned on the outside would not necessarily burn on the inside. The animal would protect the fire from going inside. Okay.
Somewhere in the Gemara with
Chamik
Soso Cham Kulo.
What's that?
Is that a 100% fact that Chamik Soso Cham Kulo? We know that, but I think there's a Makloka somewhere in the Gemara with whether it transfers taste.
I'm not, I don't remember what you're referring to, Dr. Joe, but you could be correct. But I think we do know that it's true, as you said, right? Metal conducts heat. So if part of the metal gets heated up, even though it's being protected by the animal, on the inside, it's all going to get hot. But in terms of the fire, it could be that the animal itself protects the fire from going inside. That's the more assumes. I don't know. Says the Mishnah, V'nosein es kara'av, you would take the four legs and stick them inside, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, you would hook the legs onto the spit from the outside, but not inside the animal, because that would be cooking it. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael koreu toch. Rabbi Yishmael would refer to the cooking of the Korban Pesach. It would be toch toch. Now, it would cook inside, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but he also was saying that's the noise it would make when it was cooking. Like a pot. Toch 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 toch, like a pot. What's that called? Onomatopoeia? Something like that. Rabbi Tarfon Koreu Gidimikulas. Rabbi Tarfon would call it a helmeted goat. That because he would, Rabbi Tarfon held like Rabbi Akiva, that you would put the head and the legs and the intestines outside, and it would have the effect, and you would put it apparently on top of it, it would have the effect like a warrior in battle with his helmet. Like the animal was the animal, and then on the top you had the helmet. It looked like a gdimikulas, a warrior in battle. That's the way Rashi says. By the fight with David and Goliath in Shmuel Aleph, it says the Goliath had a kova nechoshes al rosho, and the Targum Yonason says vikulas denachosh al reshe. It's called mikulas. Rashi earlier said that you actually place the hinds not at the head of the animal, but on the sides of the animal. And it's like a soldier with his weapons at the side of him. So says Rashi and Beitza. And others say, the Rambam writes that Mikula, the Rambam and the Meiri write that Mikulas just means beautiful. Gedi Mikulas, a beautified, right? La'aleu l'kales, we say on Shabbos. Shekin chov eschal yitzum lefanecha. La'hodos ta'al shabech l'ferlu ramim la'adil avarech la'aleu l'kales. L'kales means to praise. Something beautiful. So Gedi Mikulas just means the Rambam and the Meiri says means a beautiful, a beautified goat. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in the Braisa. Ezeu Gedi Mikulas da'as alecho b'leili Pesach b'zman hazeh. What is an example of a goat that's roasted all at once and you're not allowed to eat it b'zman hazeh? Right? Many people have the custom at the Seder not to have any roasted meat, only to have stew. We do roast the shank bone. We do roast that. That we do roast, and we put it on the Seder plate. But you're not allowed to eat that. Not only you're not allowed to eat it. We mentioned earlier that you know my father always had the minhag, right? When you see thieves, Rabbi Gamliel Hay Omer, Kol Shlo Amer Shlosha Dvarim El Lo Yotze Dechavatz Pesach Eloin Pesach. You just look at it, but you don't point. Matzah, you point, and the maror, you point. The reason why we don't point at the Pesach coin to some people is because it looks like you have carbon Pesach b'chutz. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. Some people don't eat it. Some people don't point at it. My family custom is not to eat anything roast at the Seder. No roast chicken, no roast meat. Only stew, only something cooked in a pot. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. Ezeu gedi mikulas da'asur lechol b'leil Pesach bizman hazeh. Kol shetzlo kulo ke'echad. Anything that's roasted the whole animal at one time, that the Braisa says is forbidden. Now, the Tzlach, one of the Achronim says, Kal v'chomer b'zman beis hamigdash. The Braisa is here saying a chiddush that even b'zman hazeh, that there is no beis hamigdash, no one's going to think that you actually are eating a carbon. Read the news. There's no, the beis hamigdash was destroyed. How could somebody think you're actually eating a carbon Pesach? So that's the chiddush that even bizman hazeh, the Chasam Sofer says, no, it's only bizman hazeh. Bizman beis hamikdash, there was no issur to eat other roast meat Pesach night. Because any guy that would see you eating roast meat would know that if it was a carbon Pesach, you would have brought it to the beis hamikdash. But nowadays, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's a dispute in the Achronim. What does this mean? Does this mean even nowadays or only nowadays it's prohibited? What about bizman beis hamikdash? Was there a problem to eat other roast meat? The Tzlach says yes, the Chasam Sofer says no. Everybody would know if you're eating roast meat, if it wasn't a carbon, you would have brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. So, anything that's roasted all at once, however, if one limb was cut off of it and you roasted it separately, or one limb was cooked, it's not a problem. Some say this means if you cooked it and then roasted it again. So that's not a problem. Says the Gemara. Hashta yishlomar. Nechta bimeno ever. If you tell me one limb was cut off, dafagav de kamatvile bahade, even though you roasted it all together, but one limb was cut off, Amris, lo, we're saying it's not a problem. Nishlak mi boy, so if one of the limbs was cooked, you think it is a problem. Rav Sheshes, Sheshulko b'mechubar. No, you cooked one part of it while it was attached. Still, that's not a problem because you didn't roast the whole thing together. Now we're going to learn about the isser of eating blood. Torah says, v'chol dam lo sochelu. Now, so therefore, how do you kasher meat? So we're going to discuss here that normally you have to salt meat for a period of time. Kedehiluch mil, I think the amount of time, 18 minutes, the amount of time it takes to walk one meal, you have to salt it and leave it in for at least 18 minutes. That's what the Rambam says. And when you salt it with a certain kind of salt, all the blood comes out of it, and then you could cook it. However, if you roast it, you don't need to salt it. There is a machlokas Rishonim, and we have a minhag to salt it lightly prior to roasting as well. but that's probably not me'ikar adin. Me'ikar adin, you could just roast it. And by roasting it, if you're cooking it, you got to salt it first. But if you're roasting it, we assume all the blood comes out in the roasting, and there's no necessity to salt meat before it's roasted. Again, halacha lemaisa, nowadays we are makbid to salt it a little bit before roasting also. But in terms of the Gemara, you don't have to salt it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, hai mol yasa, meat that was not salted, that you took meat and then you stuffed it inside with other meat that was not salted. So you're roasting meat inside of other meat, all of it not salted. Sharia, it's permissible to eat it because it's all roasting. We don't care that some of it was inside. Amalei Abaye, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shakol Nivra. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabba, V'hakabala Dama, when the roasting causes the blood to go out of the inner meat, doesn't it go into the outer meat? How is that okay? On my leg, kibola kach polta. Very famous rule when it comes to a kashrus. The way the outer meat absorbs the blood, it also discharges the blood. Kibolo kach polta. You're right. The blood may go from the inner meat into the outer meat, but the same way it goes from the inner meat to the outer meat, it expunges. The blood goes in and it goes out. Kibolo kach polta. S says the Gemara, name of Messiah lay. Let us say that that our Mishnah is a proof to this. Nosen is kravas bnei meiv lasocho. You put the forelegs and the insides inside the animal. My taima, why aren't we worried that the blood's going to ooze into the outer meat? La mishum derin kibola kach polto. Answered the Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Amre shani hasam. Kevin diga beis hashchita de mechalchel. Since you have the open makom hashchita of the animal, that the blood can go out of there, you have no raya. Made of dive. So all the blood is going to ooze out of the beis hashchita, the opening of the shchita. But maybe really, normally by meat inside of meat, we would not apply the rule of kibola kach polto. But over here it's okay, because we assume the blood from the inside is going to ooze out through the beis hashchita. Ask the Gemara, Neima Misayale, let us say that the following Mishnah in Chulin should be a proof to this idea of kibolo kach polto. Halev. How do you eat the heart of an animal that has blood inside it? Koro, you have to rip it open, umotzi estamo, and let the blood spill out. Lo karo, if you didn't empty the blood from the heart before roasting it, koro la'achar bishulo. Bishulo here doesn't mean cooking, it means roasting it. You can rip it out open after you roast it. Umutter. My taima. Lav mishum damrini kabola kach polto. Isn't this because we assume that when you roasted it, if the blood went into the flesh of the heart, it went out of it? Answer the Gemara. Shani lev deshia. Now you have no proof. The heart is very smooth, and therefore the blood that's stored up inside the heart is not bolea into the heart. So you have no proof from there because the heart is exceedingly smooth and therefore it never goes in the first place. You may remember about a month ago, we had a discussion about glass, whether or not glass is bolea or not. Since glass is very smooth, there's three opinions, right? The Sfardim, I think, will use glass dishes, even for hot milch, inflation, kosher treif, you can kasher it. It's not bolea at all. The Sfardim, the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch that since it's smooth, glass is smooth, it's not bolea at all. That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. Others say glass is super problematic. It's so smooth that it absorbs everything and you can't kasher glass at all. We Ashkenazim take the compromise opinion. We assume that glass is bolea and you could also kasher it. That's the way we assume that glass, but for certain things we won't kasher it. So we have a compromised position, but it has to do with the fact that glass is very smooth and therefore, right, earthenware, we hold that a kli cheres, earthenware, you cannot kasher. Like china, you can't kasher. Earthenware, if something's made out of earthenware, porcelain, something like that, you can't kasher. Like for Pesach, I think we're makbid not to kasher glass. Some people are makbid not to kasher glass. Depends on what it's used for. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara is still trying to prove that according to Rav, we say, Kibolo kach polta. Says Gemara, v'harav in Sava, tafle ahu bar gozol l'rav, but the Rav in the elder, so he cooked, he roasted a small bird, which was not salted, and it was covered with flour, and he roasted for Rav. V'amale, and Rav said to him, imale tafle, if the taste of the flour is good, havli ve'echel, I'm going to eat it. So you see that you say kibolo kach polto, according to Rav, because the so if we would not say the rule of kibolo kach polto, so the dough should have been also because it soaks up from the blood of the bird. Must be that he holds like Rabba, that when you roast it, everything goes out. Answer the Gemara, hahi besmida demafrir. No, you can't bring a proof in this case. This is talking about very, very fine, thin flour. So so the blood is not going, the flour is not going to be attached to the blood. The blood is not going to go in. It's very, very fine. And therefore the blood will not remain in it. So you can't prove from here Kabbalah Kakpolto. Says the Gemara, Vaha Rava Ikla Lebe Resh Galusa, but Rava went to the house of the Resh Galusa, Vitaflu Le Bar Avza, and they prepared for him a duck. Oh, duck. Covered over in flour, and the meat was not salted prior. Omar and Rava said after he ate it, Ilo de Chazise, had I not looked carefully at it, I saw the gravy from the meat that was in the flour, dizig kizuza chivra, it was clear like glass. There was no redness in it. Lo achlimina, I wouldn't have eaten it. Had I not checked it to see there was no redness, I wouldn't have eaten it. Visak daitach kibolah kach polto. If he would hold kibolah kach polto, my iria kizig, afilu kilo zignami, even if it wasn't absolutely clear, even if it had a reddish hue, we would assume it's not blood. Answer the Gemara, hasam bichivrita. There we're talking about a very fine flour, a white flour, disharir. It's very strong, and it would not have expunged the blood. So therefore, Rava would only eat it if it was absolutely clear. What's the bottom line halacha? Says the Gemara, v'hilchasa. The bottom line halacha is, dismida, if you roast meat with flour, that's very, very fine. Bein asmik, bein lo asmik. Even if it has a reddish hue, it's still shari, it's still permissible. Since the flour is so fine, the reddish hue we assume is not blood. Dichivrita, if it's white flour, izik is a chivra. If it's clear like glass, shari, it's permissible. V'lo, but if it has a reddish hue, it's going to be usser. Disha'ar, k'machem, all other flours. So then you have to check it. Asmik, if it looks reddish, usser. Lo asmik, if it's not reddish, shari, it's permissible. Let's go back to the case of meat stuffed inside of meat. So we said it was mutter. Hai mol yisa, this meat that's stuffed inside of other meat, and you roasted them together before salting it. Manda asar, abaye, that forbids it. Because he holds that the outer meat is bolea blood from the inner meat. Right, did we quote this before? Yeah, Amud Aleph. Right, Abaye. Let's just review. We had a machlokas. We had high. All right, Rabba said, right. Rabba said mulius is okay. Abaye said valkabala dama. And Rabba said kibola kachpoto. So it sounds like it's a machlokas, right? So Rabba said kibola kachpoto is permissible. Abaye said it's no good. Says it more. So again. Hi, Mol, you saw this meat that's inside of meat. Manda asar, the opinion that said it's asar. Abaye. Afilu pumalatachas. Even if the opening is facing towards the bottom, it's still forbidden. Umanda shari afilu pumalel. And the one who says it's permissible, it's even if the mouth is facing upwards. Because of gibolo kach polto. V'hilchasa, Mol Yisashari, we paskin, like all machloks, well, this is Rabba against Abaye, not Rava against Abaye, but usually Abaye loses. The Hilchasa, the halacha is Mulyus Ashari, it's permissible afil pomaleil, even if the opening is towards the top, because we apply the rule of kibolo kach polto, that if the meat got the blood absorbed in, it went out. Umtsa, if you have a small little piece of meat that has blood in it, be'e, the testicles of the animal, umizrke, the neck arteries of the animal, which all have blood in it, pligiba ravacha v'ravina. Ravacha and ravina have machlokas, how to roast them. B'chol ha-Torah kula, anywhere in Shas where you have machlokas between ravacha and ravina, and you don't know who says what, you could assume ravacha l'chumra v'ravina l'kula, usually ravacha is being strict and ravina is being lenient, unless it explicitly says otherwise. V'hilchas ha-ravina l'kula, we follow the opinion of ravina to be lenient. Lavar mehani tlas, except for these three cases of the raw meat, the testicles, and the neck artery. De Rav Acha Lekula, in this case, Rav Acha is lenient and Ravina is Lechumra. The Hilchas HaKarav Acha Lekula. In this case, we follow Rav Acha on the lenient side. Says the Gemara, Hai Umtsa De Asmik, if you have a raw piece of meat and it's red, because it has blood in it, if you cut it and you salt it, then you could even cook it in a pot. If you put it on a spit and you roast it, shari, it's permissible even without cutting it up. Made of dayev, because we assume when you roast it, the blood oozes out. However, if you put it on coals, pligi bar ravacha v'ravina, it's also machlokes ravacha v'ravina. Chad asar v'chad shari. One of them says mutter, one of them says asar. Man da asar, the one who says asar, matz mistzamis. He says it gets shriveled up and the blood stays in there. Uman da shari, the one who permits it, mishav shari. He says that the heat from the coals soaks out the blood and it goes out. V'hilchasa mishav shari. We paskin, it's permissible. V'chein be'e, the testicles of the animal that got red. Chatchinu, malchinu, if you chop them up and you salted them, I feel a kadei rishari, and you could even cook it in a pot. Telinu b'shvoda, if you hung them by the barbecue spit, sharia, and you roasted it, because made of dayev, the blood oozes out. Achtinu agumre, if you roasted them on coals, placed them on coals, pligi b'ravach ravina, chad asa v'chad shari, one says mutter, one says aser. Man da asa matz mistzamis, the one who says it's aser says because it shrivels up and the blood stays in there. Uman da shari mishav shari, the one who permits it says that the coals soak out the blood from it. V'chein mizrake, and similarly with the shoulder veins, the shoulder arteries, excuse me. Chadke umalchi, if you chop them up and salt them, afil kadera shari, you're allowed to cook them in a pot. Tali b'shvud, if you roast them over an open fire, beis hashchita letatoi. And the place of the beis hashchita, the place that you shechted, is towards the bottom. Shari made of dive, the blood is going to ooze out through there. Achte agomri, however, you placed it on coals, pligi ravach ravina, chad asar v'chad shari, man de asar, matz mistamis, it's going to shriveled up and the blood's going to stay in there. Man de shari, the one who permits it. Mishav shayiv says the blood is going to ooze out. V'hilchas, on all these three cases, mishav shayiv, the blood is going to ooze out and therefore it is permissible. And the last little gemara here, Hai umtsa de asmik. We have the Gemara is going to quote the Machlokas Rav Acha and Ravina as far as the piece of raw meat that's red. So, sumka means red. Hai umtsa de asmik. If you have a small raw piece of meat that has blood inside it and it's red, and you roasted it, chalye, so the gravy that comes out of it, asir. It's asir to eat the gravy. Lo asmik, but if it's not red and you roasted it, chal yeshari, then even the gravy is okay. Ravina amar afilu lo asmik, even if it's not red. Nami chal ye aser. Nevertheless, the gravy is still aser. I efshar delespo shiraiki dama. It's impossible that there isn't some blood in the gravy. Amale marbar amemar ravashi. Abba, my father, amemar, migamele gamue. He used to eat up all the gravy that came out of a piece of roast meat that was not red. He didn't care about the blood. Ika de amre, some say, Rav Ashi gufe megamei lo gimui. Rav Ashi himself used to eat up the gravy. If it wasn't red, He held there was no problem of blood. Amalei mar bar amemer l'ravashi. Abba, my father, amemer, hai chal of vinegar dechalit be chadazim. Now, if you soaked meat in vinegar one time in order to take the blood out of it, sulo tani chalit be. He would never use the same vinegar to soak a different piece of meat, because once the vinegar was used to soak the blood out of a piece of meat before you cook it, so the vinegar loses its power. It says the government, Maishna mechala matma. Why is this any different than vinegar that was weak to begin with? The chaltinabe, that you are allowed to soak in it. Answer the Gemara, Hasam ise lekiua de pera be'ene. In a case if you have weak vinegar, you still have the power of the fruit, the wine, inside the vinegar. But hacha, once you used vinegar one time, lesa lekiua de pera be'ene. So the vinegar loses its power, and therefore once you use it one time to soak the meat, you cannot use it another time to soak the meat. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Back to school, Baruch Hashem. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7:05. Bye. Should stay healthy and stay safe.
Have a good day. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.